Bradley Pinto sat up in bed. His red hair was flat on one side. He blinked and rubbed his sleepy brown eyes. Bradley thought he'd heard a strange noise outside his bedroom. Yawning, he climbed out of bed. He tiptoed by his twin brother's bed. He stepped over the two lumpy sleeping bags on the floor. Bradley put his ear to the door. No noises. He opened the door. Nothing out there. Then he noticed a bright light outside his bedroom window. "Oh my gosh," he said. Bradley ran to his brother's bed. "Hey, Brian, wake up," Bradley whispered. "Ugh," Brian mumbled. Bradley poked Brian's leg. "Bri, wake up. There are weird lights in the backyard." A sleeping bag sat up. Inside it was Nate Hathaway, one of Bradley's best friends. "Let me see," Nate said. He crawled out of his bag. Nate had black hair, like his sister Ruth Rose. The twins' older brother Josh was best friends with Ruth Rose and her neighbor Dink Duncan. The other sleeping bag popped up. It was Lucy Armstrong. She was Dink's cousin, visiting for a year from California. Her parents were helping build a school on a reservation in Arizona. "What's going on?" Lucy asked. Her blonde hair was tied in pigtails. She wore Wonder Woman pajamas. Brian grinned from his bed. "Bradley is having a dream," he said. "I am not," Bradley said. "There's something out there, and I'm going to see what it is." Bradley put on his slippers and stepped out into the dark hallway. "Wait for us," Nate said behind him. The four kids tiptoed through the house and down into the kitchen. Bradley pulled open the back door. A strange yellow light filled the backyard. The snow and the barn had turned yellow. "See, I told you," Bradley said. He stepped out onto the porch. Brian, Nate, and Lucy followed him.
"What is it?" Lucy whispered.
"It's cold out here," Brian complained.
"Oh my gosh, look!"
Nate squealed. Next to the barn, two small creatures hopped around in the middle of a big circle in the snow. They looked like broccoli spears. They had large heads, short arms, and tiny legs.
"Aliens," said Bradley.
"What are they doing?" Nate asked.
Jumping up and down to get warm," Brian said. "I can see my breath."
"Are they really aliens?"
Lucy asked.
Nate giggled. "They sure aren't raccoons," he said.
"They're definitely aliens," Bradley said. "I saw pictures just like them in my space book."
Bradley had gotten UFOs and you for Christmas.
"What's that circle in the snow?" Nate asked.
"It must be where their spaceship landed," Bradley said.
Brian snorted.
"Brad, you'll believe anything," he said.
"Well, what do you think they are?" Bradley asked.
"I think Nate is pulling another practical joke," Brian said.
"Me?"
Nate squeaked.
"Yeah, you,"
Lucy said. "Like last week when you sent Dink, Josh, and Ruth Rose postcards telling them they'd won $1 million.
Nate giggled. "Boy, they were mad when they found out it wasn't true," he said. All four kids laughed.
"So how'd you do it?" Brian asked Nate. "How'd you make those two little guys and the circle in the snow and that yellow light?"
"But I didn't do it," Nate insisted.
Suddenly, the light in the yard went out. The two creatures disappeared in the darkness. There were just the dark barn and the moon on the snow.
"Where did they go?" Bradley asked.
"Ask Nate," Brian said.
He turned around and went back inside.
"I'm innocent," Nate said.
He followed Brian into the warm kitchen.
"Let's go in, Bradley,"
Lucy said. "I'm shivering."
Bradley watched the empty backyard for another few minutes. He didn't see the light or the aliens again.
"Come back," he whispered. Please come back.